News. Goals are easily achieved by choosing Creditville as a reliable credit assistance. Creditville is accessible and reliable at all times. With Creditville, interest rates are affordable, repayment plan is flexible, disbursement is processed within 24 hours. These and many more are the reasons why you should choose Creditville as your accessible and reliable financial partner. For more information, log on to www.creditville.ng. You can also send us an email via info@creditville.ng, and you can give us a call on 080-55100010. Creditville Loans, Investment, Leasing.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Depend on us for the best in talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, biggest.
Keeping you updated on latest news.
The government is saying they own the mint. So the government just go to the mint and print money and then help us stand on the land. They shout it.
Latest developments locally and internationally. From politics to business, sports, and so much more. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Here is the news at 3. The Lagos State Government is planning to question the State Commission of Police on the events that happened at the Lekki toll gate last Saturday. Recall that during the #OccupyLekkiTollgate protests on February 13th, the police arrested some protesters, and a video later surfaced online where they were thrown shirtless into a police van. Reacting to this, the Commissioner for Justice, Moyosore Onigbanjo, says the government has no problem with residents exercising their fundamental rights to freedom of expression or participation in peaceful protests. He, however, maintains that if the action of the protesters is seen to result in a breakdown of law and order, then that is where a crime is being committed. Meanwhile, we understand that policemen would be stationed at the Lekki toll gate until further notice. The State Police Public Relations Officer Muyiwa Adejobi says policemen have been deployed to 5 locations in the state aside from the Lekki toll gate. He hints that the officers will remain at the locations until further notice. The police command also condemned the inhumane acts against some of the individuals arrested during the protest. And a train early this morning collided with a truck loaded with animal feed at Jonathan Coker Railway level crossing at the Fagba area of Ijishaga, Lagos State. We hear there was no casualty. The accident has led to vehicle traffic in the area, with motorists advised to seek alternative routes. There was also a fire outbreak at Ido Terminal, Ebutemeta area of Lagos State. The Lagos State Emergency Management Agency, LASEMA, says the fire was caused by a power surge when electricity was restored at shanties behind the terminals. We hear that the warehouses were filled with flammable items, which contributed to the inferno. No life was lost in the incident. Another foreign scene, anti-coup protesters across Myanmar could face up to 20 years in prison if they obstruct the armed forces. This warning is coming from the country's military. Long sentences and fines will also apply to those found to incite, quote, hatred or contempt towards the coup leaders. The demonstrators are demanding the release from detention of the elected leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and the restoration of democracy in Myanmar. Thank you for listening to the news. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm back with you again at 4 with more news.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the option.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake.
First head fact of the day, 2,838 new confirmed COVID cases over the weekend. The numbers went down from last week, and there's some hope that the second wave is starting to lose steam. But we're not out of the woods yet. We're still reporting hundreds of new infections a day. We're still seeing people of all ages getting hospitalized. I got news yesterday, a friend of mine whose dad was in the ICU passed on last week. I have another friend who was in the hospital for more than 3 weeks. He's in his early 40s. He ended up with 8 blood clots in his body. 3 were in his lungs. He almost died. He needed surgery to get them out, because if the clots in his legs had broken loose, they could have traveled up to his brain and killed him. He barely recovered. So please, this one is hitting everybody, old, young. Just be careful out there. Limit your movement to the essential things. Wear a mask when you have to go out. Keep your distance where possible. Wash and sanitize your hands. They're simple things, really. And they're simple things that could save your life. Second hard fact of the day, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala will be named the Director General of the World Trade Organization today. Finally. It almost seems like this selection process has dragged on for years, right? It was supposed to be over last year, because all the member nations had chosen her, all except for the USA. At the time, President Trump said that he did not want her, and you cannot pick a WTO head unless all the members choose her. But now there's a new sheriff in town in America, and last week, Joe Biden chose NOI. She'll now be the first African, first woman to lead the body. She said that her main goal is to be a fair arbiter between the US and China. And these are two of the world's biggest traders. And my main goal is to give all 970,000 of you your hard facts. I'll bring them to you wherever you are, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about the Occupy Lekki protesters getting arrested. Then let's talk about the biggest story. The Lagos State Police Command apologizing over how the arrested protesters were treated. I've got footage today. So if you've never watched us on Facebook or YouTube, today's a good day to start. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. We'll bring you Checkpoint at 4 o'clock today. And on the big hard fact, we're going to talk about land grabbers. Land disputes are always in the news. Today, we're going to talk about why they are so common. There are clearly breakdowns in the process and the rule of law when it comes to land ownership. So let's find out what they are. We'll talk about what you need to do to protect your interest when you're about to buy land or after you've bought land. And we're also going to talk about possible reforms to make the system more transparent and immune from abuse. I'll be joined by a listener who called into the show when we were talking about a very recent land grab case. His name is Rotimi, and he'll be joining us at 5 o'clock. He's a lawyer, and I cannot wait for you to meet Rotimi on the show at 5. You'll get news updates on the hour every hour. You need to listen to every minute of this show if you'd like to be our winner on today's Just a Minute. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Police have stopped Occupy Lekki and arrested protesters. Will Lagos Police Command do more than apologize for the abuse of protesters? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. The biggest story of the weekend was the Occupy Lekki tollgate protest, which in a way never held. That's because the police cracked down on the protesters very quickly.
Last week, I told you that some Lagosians were planning a demonstration on Saturday to protest LCC's return to the toll gate. And you know that ever since the NSAS protest started, LCC has not been able to collect money at the toll gates. First, it was because of the protests, and then it was because of the investigation into the Lekki toll gate shooting. I also told you how the panel voted 5-4 to let LCC return to work. But these protesters said that they didn't want that to happen until someone has been held responsible for the bloodshed at the toll gate. So they planned to gather there on Saturday. But like I said, the protest did not hold fully. From Friday, there was a police presence, and when the protesters showed up on Saturday morning, if you're watching us on Facebook and you haven't seen these footages already, then you know that this happened.
We've been arrested, though. These are we. We're all in Black Marian now. About over 10 of us. We're inside their Black Marian, stationed at the toll gate now. If you're watching on Facebook, you're seeing police and LCC staff arrest the protesters, put them inside Black Marias. You also heard one of the protesters who was arrested tell you how she was in a Black Maria. Now, one of the protesters is Debo Macaroni. He's one of Nigeria's biggest comedians at the moment. And he was one of those arrested. And he recorded a video from inside the Black Maria. And here's what he had to say.
Please, I'm currently in police detention, please. I'm at the Lekki toll gate, actually. I'm at the Lekki toll gate inside the Black Maria. I had to switch on the location now, I don't know.
We're at announcement together now.
Yeah, Nigerians, you can see. I'm being arrested. Renew is another panel. Temi is another panel. Those are the only two youth tribes there. But they have hijacked that panel. And we have been seeing what has been happening with our eyes. So they are here. So I don't know where they are taking me. I don't know how they are taking me. They are about driving somewhere. No while I'm with you. Honestly, it's not a crime that people are not on the toll gate. In fact, as a matter of fact, I'm happy.
that people are not at the toll gate. You can just stay back because your safety is very, very important.
Deborah Macaroni speaking there. Most of the protesters were not celebrities. They were regular Nigerians like 24-year-old Damilola Adelare, who also spoke from the Black Maria. He spoke and here's what he said.
So I am here to solidarize with fellow young people whom we have been organizing this protest together. And upon getting here, people have been arrested. And I came down here to observe what is going on. Until when two men approached me and were asking me who I was, if I was a journalist or... Of course, I told them that I came here as an observer and they were asking for my ID card. I decided not to give them my ID card and they bundled me and started to harass me. And I told them that I'm not going to lose my right to protest. Even if you jail me, I will still speak. Because it is my fundamental human right. It is my human right. I have the right to speak.
Now, while they were being picked up, journalists were asking the police why these people were getting arrested. And here's how that conversation went.
Whatever the information you want to say, I don't know.
You don't know, yes, you're just picking them out.
Look, I said, I'm not the DPRO. I'm not the DPRO.
Don't ask me. Why did you pick them? Why did you pick them? That's the question. Why did you pick them? Are they fighting the police or are they demonstrating? Why are you picking them? That's
the question.
No reason for picking them up.
No reason at all. No reason. Illegal.
No one is coming here at the protest.
And so the police arrested all the protesters that first showed up. After that, more police showed up and they really filled up the area. But then something else happened. More protesters showed up. This was after the news had broken that the first set of protesters had been arrested and that they'd been taken away. More protesters showed up.
Nigeria State refused to get that they are failed. Now, they are arresting people. Wait, they are arresting us indiscriminately. On what basis are you arresting me? On what basis?
Now, we're going to talk about what happened to the protesters after they were arrested. But first, let me hear what you think about the protest and the arrest. Do you think the protesters were within their rights? You heard them. They say the Constitution gives them the right to protest peacefully. And you also have people who are pointing out that they hadn't even brought out their placards. They hadn't even started singing. They hadn't even blocked the road when they were arrested. So were they even protesting? Were they even protesting yet? Or do you believe the police did the right thing in this situation here? 0700-993-993-993. Amazing news for the women who are listening to me. We have a phone number that you can call, a phone number dedicated to only you. I love that. So the number to call if you are female, female only, 0146571190. For the female callers only, 0146571190. Then everybody else can call 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Women only, please call 0146571190. If you are male, when I pick up that line, if you're male, I'll hang up. We've got Fade in Ibejuleki. Hello, Fade. Thanks for calling. Hello, Fade. Fade, are you there? All right, then. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello?
Ah, sorry about that. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Fumi.
Thank
calling
you.
From Awele.
Fumi, thank you very much for calling. Tell me what you think about the protests and the arrests.
I think they have the right to protest.
Okay.
So I don't know any reason why they should arrest them.
Okay.
If they are protesting peacefully, mm-hmm. then there should not be any reason for arresting
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fumi, thank you very much for calling us. Ebuka is in Mushing today. Hello, Ebuka. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I see this government, this trick they are playing out for us, I don't understand, because you are practicing democracy and you are doing otherwise. You see, the justice has not been served for people that were killed. And yet, you see that there was just laughing. What was this guy doing? Are they doing parade? The police guys, you know, how they were full on the armory and everything. So even passerby, they were just arresting them. So you keep talking about this, and your Nigeria must get better for our good, not just for some particular people. So the process is in their jurisdiction to, you know, to talk about what is not covering the people. So them arresting them isn't good. So they should do better now. Thank you.
All right, Ebuka, thank you for calling. Mariah is in Amuwa Dofin. Hello, Mariah. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mariah.
Yeah. I want to talk about what happened at the Lekki project.
Yes, please. Tell me what you think about what happened.
Yeah, what happened at Lekki project is a right to protest. I don't see any reason why they should be arrested. So it's their right to protest. So for them to be arrested, without that, they haven't even been their placard. They haven't even tried to protest and do anything. Some even come there to observe maybe the protest is going on. And they were just arrested like that. It's illegal, it's not proper. So we need to do something about it. And about the Lekki project, it's right for them not to open it. They should not open the Lekki project. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mariah, for calling. We've got Comfort in Surulere on the line. Comfort, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah.
Tell me what you thought about the protests.
It's amazing what is happening in our country. And we as citizens, we are seriously praying that something will be done, not just by the government alone, by we ourselves. Mm. What am I saying, Estes? Going out to protest, just like we know in our constitution, is legal.
Mm-hmm.
But the rate at which it has gotten, it's hard time that we as citizens should also use our wisdom and put our security in our hands. Okay. What am I trying to say? I know if we all stay indoors, nothing can be done. But I'm saying that we should take caution in whatever we are doing. And I'm using this opportunity to talk to our government, the security agents, that they should know the reason why they are at the helm of affairs. So if they are not ready to do what is supposed to be done, they should know that sooner or later, whether it's happening now, whether it's going to be tomorrow, something will happen that will turn this country around, and they will be responsible for the outcome.
Thank you very much for calling Comfort. Ego Chukwu is in Abulegba. Hello, Ego Chukwu, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
About the token, those even though they protest, that is their right. But what is not surprising, I don't know why our politicians are talking, behaving this way, that you send all police men to that token just for those who protest. And there is other crisis there. S-men are there, courts are there. They don't need anything about it. It's target they are after. I'm confused. I don't understand what is happening.
Thanks for calling, Ego Chukwu. We've got Emeka on the line. He's in Lekki. Emeka, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. So, the guys that came to protest, yes, even though they had not brought out their placards, but let's assume they came to protest, they were within their constitutional rights.
Mm.
It is their constitutional right to protest. I have every right to complain, Sandra. If you are not treating me well, I have every right to complain, don't I?
You do.
That is what they were doing. I wonder why government asked the police to arrest them. this is what I have not been able to understand since then. This government, I thought we are practicing democracy. Unfortunately, it is not even autocracy, or do I call it a militocracy? I don't know. But it's unfortunate. It is most unfortunate. Let's see how it goes anyway. But I condemn it outrightly.
Thank you very much for calling. If you're just tuned into the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And our biggest story from the weekend was the Occupy Lekki tollgate protest. A protest that didn't even happen because most of the protesters were arrested almost as soon as they got there. I played you video of the protesters being arrested, video of the press questioning the policemen, asking them why they were effecting these arrests, what was the order, and the policemen not having an answer for the press who were present at the toll gate. Because the press wanted to know, okay, why are you picking these protesters up? Why are you arresting them? What's their crime? And the police couldn't answer. Now, after the arrests, the police put the protesters into black marias and moved them away. And we have a video of the police allegedly torturing the people who they eventually transferred from those black marias to a Danfo bus. If you're watching us on Facebook at the moment, I'm about to play that footage for you. Trigger warning, it's quite distressing. So if you don't want to see a distressing video, perhaps don't watch it. But it's already gone viral and it's on social media and you've probably already seen it. But if you haven't seen it, Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 and YouTube, Nigeria Info FM.
And you, do your person. Put your face for that. Put your face for that. Put your face for that. Are you a musician? Hey, yes, you will catch you. This man, go join that one for
this guy, macaroni.
Go join them there.
What's put you into this mess now?
Which mess? They know what they are doing now.
Go away, go away, go away, go away, go away, go away.
Which
community? Ibeji, go away, go away. Go back, sit down here. Sit down here.
So you had there the police talking to the arrested protesters, including Devo Macaroni. And if you're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, you can see that the men have been stripped of their shirts. They're sweating. They're shirtless. They're packed very tightly inside the Danfo bus. The police are forcing them to look down, to keep their heads down. And then you also have the police some of them tied in that Tabata style that the BBC did a documentary about a few months ago. The state government condemned the way that the arrested protesters were treated. We also had the state police command responding to the video. They condemned the behavior of the police officers. They said the police commissioner of police, Hakim Odumosu, was upset by what they called a, quote, unprofessional and inhuman act. And so the Deputy Commissioner of Police, State CID Panti, DCP Adegoke Fayoade, is going to investigate the video and punish the offenders. Moyoshore Onigbanjo, the State Attorney General and the Commissioner for Justice, said that the state government is condemning the dehumanization of protesters by the police. He suggested that the CP should set up an orderly room trial. Alternatively, the Justice Ministry's Department of Public Prosecution may look into the case. So Onigbanjo is saying the state may take action against the police. He also said that the state made sure that the protesters were not held without bail over the weekend by making sure a mobile court magistrate heard their case on Saturday evening. But before that release, we also heard from the lawyers who volunteered to get the protesters released. They claimed the protesters were moved from station to station, eventually ending up in Panty. The lawyers insist that they were not allowed to see the protesters. Some of the lawyers even claimed that the police beat them, the lawyers, to chase them out of the stations. But finally, later in the evening, all the protesters were released on bail, but they were charged. They were charged with disobeying a police order and violating the COVID-19 guidelines. Remember, police had given an order banning this protest last week, so that's the first count against the protesters. But their lawyers are insisting that this order is illegal because the Constitution doesn't give the police the right to restrict freedom of assembly without a state of emergency. Now, the COVID-19 charge is also interesting because you had 40 protesters who are being charged, but the maximum number of people allowed to gather is 50. So supporters of the protesters are saying if they're only 40, they couldn't have violated the COVID rules. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about the treatment that the protesters received from police? What do you think about the police commissioner condemning the actions of his officers? Do you believe the police investigation will yield results? What about the statements from the Attorney General and the state government? What do you think about the charges? Do you agree with those who say that you cannot charge a group of less than 50 people with violating the COVID rules? Remember, if you are female, you have a special number that you can call. If you are male and you call that number, we're not going to pick up. We'll hang up your call. We've got Emmanuel in transit on the line. Emmanuel, thank you so much for calling today.
Good day, Sandra.
Good day.
Okay, first of all, I'm surprised that your top topic is the NSAS, the Lekki Toll protest.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe we'll put what is happening or what happened in other state as one of your main topics.
Mm.
And then secondly, I believe that look, when the government come out to say, look, do not, yes, to protest is your right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, playing the devil's advocate, to protest is your right.
Mm-hmm.
But to go against government openly, clearly, when fear of maybe a counter protest, that nobody will be able to ascertain the end result. You're right. It's been pronounced by the other people. It is the right of, it is the responsibility of the government to protect everybody. So it is a responsibility of the government to stop that protest. Nobody will want to see what happened on October 20th. If you expect the government, if you think the police as it is structured, they can guarantee the protection of all protesters, then look, that is a big lie. Obviously, we are telling ourselves, a big lie. We should face reality, we should try to be realistic. Sometimes when we discuss these things, it is truly not possible. Or a state like Lagos State cannot afford the kind of thing that happened the last time.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Emmanuel. Dima is in Ikeja. Hello, Dima. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dima. Welcome.
Yeah, the issue is this. There's something that I'm surprised about.
Okay.
Now, they are saying, like, the commissioner of police, they will question him and all that, mm-hmm. based on what happened and the inhuman treatment method on those people.
Mm-hmm.
So where I'm getting concerned is this. Everything that was happening on that day was like, it was being videoed as they are happening, and all those things were on the national TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if I send somebody out to do a thing, I will monitor what you are doing.
Okay.
If you are getting it the wrong way, I will caution you, no, don't do this.
Okay.
So I think that all this one they are coming to tell us, they are going to persecute this person, do this or do that. I think that these people think they are talking to children or something like that. I don't understand this. Are we kids? What are they telling us? You say everything that was happening till in the evening. I know the time this guy was released.
and nobody was saying anything, you allow them, they judge them immediately that same night.
Mm.
And you are now coming to tell me that you want to start all the things that you people... This is, for me, a plan that has been carried out. So they should stop coming to tell us that they want to... Is it not the same panel they said that they are going to open the Lekki? Is it not the same people that we are still going to sit down there and talk to us like we are children? I fear for the future generation. If this thing should continue like this, you don't even know your rights again. When you look at your kids, you be thinking, how will this country be? Well, in fact, I don't know. They should stop talking to us like we are children, for crying out loud.
Dima, thank you very much for calling. Adegoke is in Lekki. Adegoke, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Yeah, first of all, I appreciate that you guys have separated a line for the women, which is a good thing, actually. For the protests and the arrests and all that, I think when you took the line of one of our regular callers called Uche from Ikeja, I said it's a shame. It's a shame what is happening in this country. I think somebody else said that maybe it's the duty of the government to try to prevent what happened last time. I say it is the duty of the government to protect the peaceful protesters. If they want to stop any protest, they should go back and change the constitution. Yes, they should go and amend it and change it that, okay, whenever the government sees that there's a danger coming, they should ban all protests. But as far as that is not in place in the constitution, they have no right whatsoever to stop any peaceful protest, because I watched so keenly that day of the protest, and I saw that these were guys that came in were clusters of guys coming in their 3, 4, 5, and all that. And I'm saying 90% of them were with their nose masks, you know, and even the policemen were not with their nose masks. So who is breaking the COVID-19 protocols here?
Adegoke, okay, thank you very much for calling. Let's take a quick break and then come back and talk about what happened after the protesters were freed. The protesters are free, including Devo Macaroni, and he shared a statement with Nigerians yesterday. That's coming up next. Don't go away, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
You get to win money. You get to win 10,000 Naira cash on the Just a Minute Game Show. Call in to any of our shows, The Morning Crossfire, What's Up Lagos, The Sunny Side, and Hard Facts. Answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds and you stand a chance to win 10,000 Naira. Winner will be announced on Hard Facts, Just a Minute, the game show for everyone. Right here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Powered by Creditville.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
The big weekend.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and our biggest story on the big weekend was the Occupy Lekki tollgate protest that in a lot of ways did not happen. Sam is in Moe. I wonder if he's still on the line. Hello, Sam. Oh, no, he's not there, which is just as well, because the protesters are free, like I said before the break, including Debo Macaroni. And if you're watching us live on Facebook, I'm about to play a statement that he had for Nigerians, shared with Nigerians yesterday. If you cannot watch on Facebook and you cannot watch on YouTube, you can definitely listen. And here's what he said.
See, let me tell you, so because I saw it in my eyes, when we're picked up, we're taken to we're stripped naked. Like, and everyone was beaten. So when people, I asked them to already help me put out the names of the 39 guys that were with me, male and female alike. So when I see people calling my name, like I said, I didn't have the strength to go out. It wasn't even me. It was this 39 people that were out that, you know, gave the ginger for me to even say, let me go and see what is happening. You understand? So these are the real heroes. You get? They are the true heroes because they went out and they said, look, we're not here to fight you. We're just here to ask why you want to open the toll gate. Is that the next thing to do? Nobody would have come out. This would never have happened if you were not talking about want to open the toll gate. What have we gotten justice for anything that happened last year? A lot of families left in years of sorrow because they lost loved ones and all of that. Businesses destroyed. So opening the toll gate, is that the next line of action? Nobody supports violence. Nobody supports killings or destruction of properties. But we need to come together to talk to the government. The government is responsible for protection. So let me ask, you had over 200 policemen out there yesterday, and you want to tell me you could not see, you could not guarantee a peaceful protest if there was going to be one? It shows that you guys are irresponsible. All of you are irresponsible. We're beaten, like, we're beaten. They'll just come, and are you so? Let me tell you guys, it's a serious war out there. These people don't care. They will kill anybody. If word was not out that people were already being arrested, oh, they took this, they took that. If word was not out, people would have died clean and clear. They were saying it. They were telling us that we'll shoot you, nothing will happen. If it was night, all of Nafo don't die. You understand? So we're in serious But it's not enough to silence our voices, because at the end of the day, what are we saying? What are we saying? We're just saying you cannot continue to oppress us.
There's nothing to add to that, really, Lagos. Let's just talk. Just tell me what you think. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp, by the way. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We have a line for women only. If you're a man and you call that line, we're not going to pick your call. 01465-7190 That's for women. For everybody else, 0700-993-993-993. Akinyele is in Hello, Akinyele. Thank you for calling us.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
May the Lord continue to bless you.
Thank you.
And give you long life.
Thank you.
You see, in any crazy country, democracy is nothing to a tyrant. This is why we are seeing all this. When they started, I said APC has nothing to offer to Nigeria apart from tyranny and despotism. And what we are seeing now is exactly what I told them. And I'm happy that in our area they are facing me as, yeah, Baba Yusuf, Baba Yusuf. We have been in Nigeria at least for 80 years. And we have been seeing the way things are going. If this is how Obasanjo, good luck, Shagari and others did their own, would worry be where he is today? I mean, Sandra, it is only you who is making Nigeria to know what is going on. And you will never die young by the grace of Christ.
Thank you, sir.
The Lord will continue to protect you and your children.
Thank you, sir.
I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Akinyele, for calling. Nenna is in Ikeja. Hello, Nenna. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Nana.
I weep for this terrorist country. Honestly, I weep. I regret to be a Nigerian because the way Nigeria is going, we are no longer safe in this country. We don't have leaders. We have terrorists. They are not leaders. We have terrorists. And this government is not a democratic government. It's a military government. You know, we don't have rights in this country. So I fear for the youth of today. Because they are trying to bring change to this country. But these terrorist leaders will not let the youth be. So I weep for this country. What happened yesterday, I watched it on television. I was supposed to go for a program, but I stopped. I said, no, I don't know this. The way they were handling people, harassing people yesterday. But Boko Haram has been killing people. They have not released police to do anything. But look at simple protest yesterday that was harmless, no harm, nothing. They mobilized more than 500 or 2,000 police. They were all over.
They were not up to 500.
Money.
They were not up to 500.
They are just interested in money, not the human being. So I fear for this country, honestly.
Nenna, thank you very much for calling. And our leaders are not terrorists. It's not right to speak of our leaders in such a manner. You know, I understand that we're hurt, we're angry, but please do not call our leaders terrorists. They're not. Mina is in Victoria Island. Hello, Mina. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. Welcome.
Okay. So, okay, first and foremost, I must commend what you guys are doing every day, you know, keeping us informed and letting us know what's actually going on in Lagos or in Nigeria as a whole. And I also, you see, you can't, pertaining to the last call, before I go to what I want to talk about, the last call, I highly aggrieved. All Nigerians are aggrieved. I'm a youth. I have to say that I'm ashamed to be a Nigerian. I'm a lawyer. And I know that the police does not have a right to ban protests. There's no way it is written in our constitution that the police have a right to ban protests. The police is put in there by the government to protect Nigerian citizens. Now, what has happened is that we have lost our way. We have also, even us as youths now in our 30s, we gave this government the power that they have now. If we had been fighting right from the beginning, fighting on bad governance, fighting on things that have been happening in the last 10 years, I don't think the government will have this kind of dictatorship power that they have now. This is not a democracy. Democracy is free and fair. We're allowed to hear our opinions. We're allowed to hear how we feel. As long as the protest is peaceful, which is what the Constitution says, you cannot go about arresting people in such a manner, taking off their clothes, beating them. I was so sad yesterday when I saw what happened. I was at the last protest, and I know what it took to get all those people to leave their jobs, leave where they were, to come thinking that they were fighting for a cause that the government would listen to them. Let me tell you the truth. The last caller was not wrong about what he said. If something is not done right now about the state of our government, the state of the whole country, security-wise, protecting people, if something is not done, I fear for what is going to happen to my children, my children's children. I'm scared of getting married in this kind of country where I don't know what's going to happen when I close my eye or when my child is out there somewhere. It is a scary situation and something needs to be done. We do not have a right to punish our citizens like this.
Mina, thank you very much for calling. We've got Stephen in Lekki on the line. Stephen, hello. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon, Miss Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you see, it's so unfortunate that things like this is happening in our country. It's so unfortunate. I have been there once. I passed through there on Saturday, and I saw what the police were doing. Police have not changed. That's number one. And two, no matter how it is, you should understand that if everything goes well with Nigeria, even the police will benefit from it. I'm so sad that the people who voted to lead us are treating us this way. They should remember that they will not be there forever. A time will come, they will live there. You know? And it shall, they will pay for it. As I'm talking to you, I'm so sad that if I have the opportunity, I won't tell you lies, Sandra. If I have the opportunity to carry a bomb to that place, I will carry it.
Okay, let's not do that. Thank you. We've got Umana Iwat who says, Sandra, I japa on Thursday to the UK, and seriously, not witnessing that incident alone has given me my sanity. Our government is very insensitive to the plight of the people, yet they cannot do the same to herdsmen problem. We've got Abdullahi Afiz who says, I'm getting infuriated watching the complete version of the video where protesters are being held in Danfo bus. We've got Ikechukwu Nwoba who says, Nigerian youth need to sit down, use the 2023 as a means of protest so the Nigerian uniforms will not kill us. Zachary Kashim Bomboy is in Kubwa in Abuja. He says, nothing will come out of this investigation. I don't believe in this government anymore. Kashim, thank you for your message. Samson Kamoru says, it's very unfortunate that our government always focuses and exert their power on the minor issues, and they act less on the most important issues. Police are supposed to be deployed to protect the protesters, not arrest lawful citizens. This is absurd. Sandra, I honestly don't understand this government. They just continue to do the wrong things. Let's talk to Sunny in Ikeja. Hello, Sunny.
Yes, Sunny Rant actually is the name. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, I've been listening to the whole issue. But it's laughable when they start to tell us, the government starts telling the people that
there's going to be an inquiry and all that, and all the police trying to. The issue about setting up a committee or to try those people is just a smoke screen. Nothing is going to happen. But you see, my pity is to our so-called misleaders. Because what they are doing, they don't understand that the greatest of leaders do not tamper with the youth. Youths are the future of tomorrow. Let them go and learn from the great Awol, from the great Zik, even Tafa Balewa. They should go and learn from these people. You don't try the youth. You can do anything to someone who is 50, 60, 70. But the youth are tomorrow. When you're getting weak, the youth are getting strong. They are coming to their full day. So what kind of government? Are they? Let me not use some language that's not radio-friendly. But thank please, you. Let them advise themselves to do the right thing. You don't go to fight or stop the henchmen that are terrorizing the whole nation. It's harmless youths who are protesting for betterment of society that you are fighting, doing all this gaga for. It's so unfortunate. It's so very unfortunate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got Madame Gloria on the line. Wow, we've got a lot of women calling. I love that. Hello, Madame Gloria. Good to have you on the show.
Hello, Sandra. I'm so happy speaking with you for the first time. I thank you for this line that you've allotted to women. I pray you also tell your counterparts from the morning crossfire till evening. Let them adopt one line. Let them assign one line for the women.
Okay.
I called over 6 months ago. I will struggle to call. My phone will be ringing and nobody will pick it up. I don't know why.
Well, a lot of people are calling several lines and we're picking those ones.
I know, but you discover that from morning till evening is only men.
Yes.
It's like they know the lines that they pick.
Actually, they don't. It's very anonymous. We can't see who is calling until
Sandra,
they pick your call.
There are some persons that are regular callers.
Yes, we don't know how they do it, to be honest. We wish they'll give tutorials so that everybody will know how to call in one step.
Okay, well.
Welcome.
Try and have more women.
All right.
Assign one line like you have done this afternoon. You did it some time ago and you have started it again. Please let it continue.
Okay.
Now, back to what we are talking about. The youth are the future of this country. What happened on Saturday is a big shame. Shame to the man on top. I remember, if you two can remember, back in 2011, when Buhari lost election, certain statements he made. He said, this country will be soaked with blood.
Actually, he wasn't the one that said that thing. It's attributed to him, but it's not him that said it.
He said it.
No, he didn't.
But do you remember when he said, when Goodluck Jonathan was angry about what he said, and he said, arrest me if you can, I can still remember that statement. Okay, who said that baboon blood will be soaked with whatever, forgotten how he used that phrase?
It wasn't Buhari. I know the man who said it. I can't remember his name right now, but it wasn't Buhari that said it.
Now, one of the callers asked a question. He said, if this is how Obasanjo, Yaradua, the rest, Goodluck Jonathan and the rest acted, Buhari, will he be where he is today? The answer is no. We all know that 2019 election, we know how it went. I don't want to talk about it again on air. These youth have the right to protest. Also, peacefully, no arms. And look at what they did to them. Disgraceful. Oyo State was boiling. Policemen were not detailed there. The Hausa boy that killed that innocent cobbler has run away. He was not arrested. If it was a southerner that killed, police would have fished out that person. Why don't they send out these policemen to these war-torn areas? Sandra, my dear, Nigeria, in fact, we are in trouble. Well, I pity the future of this country, our children, our grandchildren that are coming up. Ah, what future? What legacy are we leaving for them? Well, it is sad. It has happened. Why did they even release them? They said they have released them. Oh, they released all of them. Now, conflicting statements, the police boss said he ordered for their release. But yesterday night, when the commissioner for justice in Lagos State was talking, he said, well, they took them to court. They made sure the court sat and he ordered that all of them should be released on bail. Sandra, it is a shame.
Madam Gloria, thank you for calling. Richa is in Festac. Richa isn't there anymore. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Can you turn your radio off?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mama T speaking.
Mama T, welcome. Turn your radio off.
Thank you. Please, it's off now, please.
All right, go ahead.
I want to just tell the whole country that women are watching. Women are watching what has happened to the youth. We are not happy. We are crying. We are in tears. They are our children. We don't want to lose them. They should please allow the youth to cry. You should beat a child. You allow the child to cry. They cannot see crying and see everything and see talking and see it cannot talk, it cannot protest, it cannot do this, it cannot do that. And we are in democracy. Are we? Please. We are crying. We are looking at watching. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Mama Chi, for calling us. Amazing day. If you just joined the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Mohammed Haruna is on the line. Unfortunately, we cannot pick up right now because we need to take a break. After that break, we'll come back and take some more calls. If you've been watching on Facebook and on YouTube, we're playing footage after footage of what went down on Saturday here in Lagos. You can send your thoughts to us via WhatsApp, 080-959-75805.
It's a new day, a new beginning. As you prepare for the day ahead, just anything is not enough for a delightful, healthy start. Start your day right with Hole and Your Ear Pop. Hole and Your Ear Pop. Take three vitamins and nutrients. Life makes a difference with you.
Hollandia Eva milk, right nutrients for a healthy breakfast.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Let me pivot to WhatsApp messages. We've got a ton of those. Mackie Lagos says, President Sandra, do not paint our leaders good. Stop being super nice to the government just because you want to protect the reputation of Nigeria Info. Join forces with us to condemn the wicked-hearted excesses of this government. Mackie, my job is to be neutral. My job is to be objective. My job is to provide a platform for you to talk about your issues. It's not my job to agree with or disagree with. It's my job to poke holes into your argument. It's my job to give you an alternative argument. It's my job to say, okay, I know you believe this, but what about this? What do you think of this? It's my job to ask questions. But if you are uncharitable in your statements on my platform, it's my responsibility to say you're being uncharitable and apologize on your behalf or make you apologize. It's what we do. So, no, I cannot join you to condemn anything. I can just tell you the story. The rest is up to you. We've got more messages here. We would prosecute the officers who arrested protesters. Lori Iro. Gojiku from Ikorodu says, Gojiku, thanks for your message. Sandra, you may not want to say it on radio because you have your job to protect. But trying to shy away from the truth will do no one any good. Okay, let me stay away from that message too. Is bail not supposed to be free, especially for unarmed protesters with no crime? Bamidele from Ojodubeja says. Good afternoon, Sandra. My name is Josh from Lekki. You see this case, weak meal, all these fights that we are fighting is for the betterment of the nation. The annoying part is that the uniformed personnel that is killing and arresting us are not even living in a good condition. No good accommodation for them. Instead of them to support the youth in this fight, they're turning against us. It's our duty to challenge this irresponsible set of fathers that we have in government. They're messing with the wrong generation. We refuse to be silent. David Alade says, David, thank you for your message. More messages coming in on WhatsApp. Yes, this one here that says, Sandra, my name is Oche. On crossing the pedestrian bridge at Sandfield bus stop, they stopped me and asked me what I was doing around that area. Thank God I had my driver's license with me. If not, I would have been arrested as well. Wow. We've got more people. President Sandra, Nigeria has failed us. This is what happens when the country fails its people. We've got Olaide Cruz who says, Sandra, the CP should not bother investigating. This is what your police is known for. Police themselves are promoting human abuse against their job description, which is supposed to protect human rights and abuse. So what is Hakeem Odumosu talking about? Did he not know the police officers act this way under their directives? Mr. CP, save your drama for another day, please, Olaide Cruz says. Olaide Cruz, thank you very much. We've got somebody who says, I reject my African-ness and Nigerian-ness. Enough is enough. Emmanuel from Isolo, thank you very much. Well, before we switch gears, let me bring some African great news to you, some breaking news. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has officially become the first woman, the first African to lead the World Trade Organization. The General Council has appointed Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala as the next WTO General. She's made history as the first woman and the first African to lead the WTO. It's a great day for women. It's a great day for Africa. It's a great day for black people, for black women. I am so proud. Let's bring you Checkpoint next. Chukwudi Ezugu is here. He'll be talking to you about a security matter, because that's what we do on Checkpoint. If it's the other Monday, we bring you real estate issues on Madam Landlord. The business news is next, and after that, Checkpoint. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away, Lagos.